B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hey, how are ya?
What's up, what's up? How can we help you?
I went out with this guy, his name is Dale, and I thought we really hit it off, and we had a couple of really good dates, and I have not heard from him, like, at all.
Mm-hmm.
He has really gone MIA, and I'm wondering, like, what's up?
Not even, like a fadeaway? He just, like, literally cut you off?
Like, nothing. Like, I don't know where he's at, what he's up to, no text messages.
Oh, this is good. This is good.
I've been, like, texting back and forth, and nothing. Like,
yeah.
He just completely disappeared.
That means you messed up bad. So what happens last time you guys hung out?
I kind of have an idea of something that might have kind of turned him off, but I don't want to say anything because then if it's not it, I'm going to keep like a total.
You know, embarrass yourself.
These are the best ones.
It might not be it at all. Like, it might not be it at all.
Are you sure you don't want to tell us? Because I feel like it's probably going to be it.
No. I just don't want you guys thinking that I'm psycho because it might totally not be it at all. It might just be something,
right?
You know, my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll just see.
Yeah. Because we're not going to think you're psycho at all when you're like, it's probably something that I don't want to tell you about because I don't want to embarrass myself. Okay, whatever. We'll call him next. It's the second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
This is good. We just spoke to Jeannie. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeannie has some skeletons in her closet that she doesn't want to tell us about. So she says she went out with Dale a couple of times, and it's not even a fadeaway. He's ghosting her. He's gone. He has not responded to anything. He has disappeared.
Mm.
Now, why? We said, do you think you might have done something? And she said, there is this one thing, but I don't want to tell you what it is, because if that's not it, I don't want you guys to think I'm a psycho.
Well, it's definitely going to be it, so.
Yes.
He can tell us.
So Jeannie, stay there and be quiet, and we're going to let Dale explain to us how you're a psycho.
Hello?
Hi, is this Dale?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, Dale, please do not hang up the phone. This is the Get Up Crew. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And this is it's nothing bad. We just want to make you an offer because somebody gave us your phone number, and they like you a lot.
Is this like a spam call or something like that? What's this about?
No. Let me explain. So we got your phone number from a young lady who would love to go out on a date with you. And the reason we're calling you is because we'd pay for it. And this young lady will be... Oh, by the way, I'm going to tell you the young lady's name.
Uh-huh.
And you guys could see if you hit it off. See if you have a nice date.
Okay. Who's calling for us? I mean, what's
this? This girl you went out with, her name is Jeannie. She called us.
Okay.
And she said to us that you guys were hitting it off very well, and she would love to go on another date with you, but she's confused since you haven't responded to any text or phone calls since the last time you guys hung out.
I'm cool. It's all good, man. You know.
Is there any particular reason why? Just so we can give her closure because she's confused that you literally just cut her off.
Dude, I don't know how to put this, but all right. Look, we went on a date and you know we had a good time. So I dropped her off and then you know she said she had to go upstairs. So I came in and you know her dad greets me. Her dad is like a Hulk Hogan guy. It's like the guy's like almost 7 feet tall, humongous. He's like, he looks like a wrestler, you know? As soon as I walked in the house, like he's sizing me up and looking me up and down, you know? And he's asking me if I have like, you know, if I have big balls. That's how he greets me. He's like, you have big balls. And I'm like, what do you mean?
What?
You know? And then he's telling me to punch him. He's telling me to literally punch him in the face, you know? Yeah, to see how much balls I had, how big my balls were.
And I'm like, whoa, I don't want to do this, you know? But he's sizing me up. It feels like he wanted to body slam me. Guys, I mean...
Wait, can I just ask, where was Jeannie this whole time?
She went up to her room to pick up something, you know?
Okay, guys, I'm sorry. This is Jeannie, and I know I'm not supposed to, like, come in, but I have to say, hi, Dale, I'm sorry, it's Jeannie.
Dale, Jeannie's on the phone.
Oh, God.
My dad doesn't mean any harm. It's just, like, a way of him, I don't know, he just fights every guy I've ever dated.
Jesus Christ.
And it's just his way of knowing that his little girl's going to be safe, and I don't know, maybe, you know, he just has more respect for you if you can kind of take him down or f*** him out.
What kind of crap is that?
Like, you could just kick him in the balls or something next time you see him, and then he'll have more respect for you, you know?
Jeannie, let me tell you something. You know what your father said to me before you came down? He said that your last boyfriend, he knocked down his front tooth, okay? Now, why would I want to get involved with a man like this?
Wait, there's just so much here. Jeannie, you want Dale to fight your father?
I think Dale and I really hit it off. And, you know, it's just a little fight at the beginning, and it won't happen again. It's just for my dad to feel more comfortable and have more respect for Dale.
I'll fight a man, but I'm not going to fight The Undertaker. I'm going to find out.
Jesus Christ.
Seriously.
So is that a no to another date with Jeannie?
No, I love my life too much, guys. I'm sorry. I mean, Jeannie, other than that, you're a lovely girl. You're adorable. But, I mean, I'm sorry. I just can't do this.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
If you're going to do a favor for your date, that's great. That's great. Just make sure that you are there to see it unfold. Otherwise, guess what? You're going to be talking to us for the second date update on the 10s. Got a new one tomorrow morning at 8:10. So be here. Get up.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.